Susanna, I think one of the funniest things about homeopathy is listening to people's variations on how to actually say it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a bit of a curly. But the easy way to remember it is if you spell it home, H-O-M-E-O-P-A-T-H-Y, which means you have it at home. Okay. And that means you avoid the confusion of all the extra O's and E's.
Right, and it makes you a homeopath?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, people are often sort of saying it's a load of old quackery. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that a lot of times before you try something, you might be a bit skeptical, and that's very healthy. And what I encourage them to do is explore it a bit for themselves and see if it works. Particularly in New Zealand, we've got a fantastic example of farmers embracing homeopathy in big numbers.
Mm.
The latest information that I heard was that Fonterra estimates about one-third of farmers, conventional as well as organic, are using homeopathy as part of their herd management.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, so if it works for the cows, you reckon it'll work for the kids.
If it works for those old cows, it should work for us old cows.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
I know, for example, like people say, might poop. It. But in South Africa, for example, if you want to be a homeopath, you actually have to do your doctor's qualifications first, don't you?
Yeah, different countries have got different standards. Here in New Zealand, we've got a four-year national diploma in homeopathy, and that's the prerequisite for registration with the professional body. And, you know, I'd encourage people to kind of find out the qualifications and background of the people that they choose to entrust with their health care. And, you know, my colleagues and I, we have to do continuing education and stay up to date with developments in homeopathy and also other health sciences. So lots of us study nutrition and herbs. And also need to keep up to date with the kind of medications our patients are taking.
So, to you, what's your understanding of how homeopathy works?
Well, how I see it working, and for over 25 years I've been observing it, and what it seems to do is gently work with the body's ability to heal itself. And we all know that our bodies have got a great healing capacity, and sometimes it just gets really stuck. And loses its way. And with homeopathy, we try to gently stimulate and guide the body back to its own ability to heal itself.
Can I sort of do it? Like, if I'm getting a sore throat, and which happens a lot in my job, oddly enough, I will boil sage and I will gargle it. Is that the same sort of thing?
Very similar, but you know what we would do as a homeopath? We'd say, okay, this is occupational, and what can we do to prevent it?
Get me a new job.
Well, we know that we don't want to lose you, but how can we strengthen you to do the things that you need to do? Just as if you were, you know, an athlete that had to do a you know, particular task over and over again. So we would look at ways of building up your stamina, and in this case, building up your vocal cords. So we might look at a preventative remedy, but say definitely gargle with the sage when you're feeling a bit rough and raw.